Ian, I watched the one episode that aired of American Baking Whatever.
Oh, I did not. I just heard it was canceled, so I immediately
American
abandoned
Baking
it.
Whatever?
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
The Great American Baking
right,
Show.
Correct. Something.
Yeah, they had one double episode, and then it got canceled because the host is also accused of
right.
sexually harassing people.
Right.
It wasn't bad, because it had Paul Hollywood.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Hmm. He was the new judge. Oh. And they fired last year's hosts, who were terrible.
Oh, the Big Fat Greek Wedding and her Big Fat Greek Husband?
Yeah, they made it Steph Curry's wife.
Is that a person?
She has a cooking show. It's Ayesha Curry.
Okay. I believe you.
And some former football player, I'm assuming, whose name was Spice Adams.
I'm pretty sure that's made up.
So they were like, aha, it's Curry and Spice. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Does she host or judge any other baking competitions?
That's possible.
Is she British? Or does she have an accent of some variety?
No.
Okay.
She's half Jamaican.
That's not who I'm thinking. I'll look her up later when I'm not doing a podcast.
Yeah, she does. She has a TV show where her and her kids cook stuff.
And I'll investigate this Spice Adams fellow.
And once in a while, Steph Curry walks, you know, shows up on camera.
Mm.
But Top Chef restarted, so I started watching that.
Okay.
Love that
See,
show.
The last season just now made it to Hulu, so we've started watching that.
Mm, nice. That was Mexico?
Oh, I don't know where they are. I don't remember anything about it, except it was half returning people and half new people.
Right.
Does that sound familiar?
Yep. This one is all new people except for Last Chance Kitchen, which has four returning people, so one of them will get to come on the show.
Yeah. Completely unrelated and not at all a parallel. I had to get a tooth filled or Ugh. unfilled and right. refilled.
Yeah, that sucks.
See, I'm a pro dentist guy. I'm not like, you know, like doesn't do anything for me. I'm not that weird, but you know, I don't mind going to the dentist. It doesn't bother me. So they got me all Novocained up and, you know, dug out the old filling, expanded the new filling to cover any new cavities I may have gotten in the same tooth and put in, you know, they made it look like a tooth instead of just a silver blob in the back of my mouth.
Yep.
So anyway, long story longer, I come home, my face is numb, we're trying to have dinner with the neighbors, and it's going about as well as it can. And then, like, instantly, so all, I'm like, my face, 7:55, I'm like, oh my god, it's all gone.
Wow. Like,
instantly, oh, the pain.
Everything returned. It didn't, like, die off slowly. I was like, this is pretty good, I really like cream. Hey! It was an odd sensation.
I know it can cause you other problems, but caffeine can accelerate getting rid of the Novocaine.
Mm.
So if you, you know, move your jaw a lot and drink caffeine, it'll accelerate that process.
So did you get pain with that, or was it just...
No, they did a pretty good job, and it's mild. Mm. I'll take some leave after the show, and I should be okay.
Nice.
All right. I'm ready.
Then I'm clicking start.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA. Today, I'm going to take a quick second to talk to you about amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. If you don't know anything about it, it kills all the neurons that control your voluntary muscles, so it's horrible. It got a lot of attention when it happened to Lou Gehrig. It got attention again when it happened to Stephen Hawking, and then it got attention again when people started dumping ice water on their heads. So, yep, keep turning that attention into money and give them some money so they can afford to stop it from happening to anybody else. If you would like to do so, please go to ALSA.org. That's ALSA.org. And now on with the show.
And it was also Stephen Hawking.
Didn't I say Stephen Hawking?
No,
did I give him an S?
You made him Stephen Hawkins.
Yeah, him too.
All right.
the even more famous cosmologist.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 121st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Isn't 121st like a famous army unit or something?
The most enthusiastic episode ever.
What happened?
Craig was like, hello and welcome to the...
Sorry, I'm tired.
Yeah, he's got the... I was going to say, it's not even a case of the Ians. Craig is...
No, it's been a case
absolutely run ragged.
Anyway, I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. It's Ray. It's Ian. You can call them KS72 or SneakyB15. You can call them Bum and Other Bum. I don't care. Whatever. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Howdy. Pew, pew. I fired two guns into the air for those of you who can't see my finger guns.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
Skank's dead.
A moment of silence for poor Tintin. All right, so this is the week of the 20th through the 27th. Smack in the middle there will be Christ Mass.
Right on.
Yeah. Your Deadpool dailies. We got today is Purple Deadpool, Thursday Blue Iron Man, Friday Purple Thanos, Saturday Purple Strange. These other ones, I don't know, we're hoping for, because I don't know if these are official or not. But the theory is Sunday it's Blue Hawkeye, Monday Purple Star-Lord, Tuesday Black Elektra, Wednesday Red Gambit. I don't know if those characters are too new to be in this list yet.
Gambit's the only maybe, but I'm pretty sure he's in the list.
All right.
He's not that new. See, yeah, he should be in it. Yeah. I'm all for it.
Over in your 5-day 4-star crash. About the Titans. And one that I completely forgot even existed. I think the 14th was Bucky.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it was.
How'd that go?
I beat Black Panther up pretty soundly. Bucky is, I don't know if he's generally good, but a one-on-one match versus Black Panther, he was able to just beat him soundly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember playing it, but I'm sure I won.
Yeah, I definitely won. My Bucky was fully covered, level 147. I didn't have to touch him. He was able to do it. So.
Yeah, mine is not fully covered, similar level. I was able to do it without any boosts and without any manipulation. He was just good.
The 19th, that was yesterday. Let's go with yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We have Carol versus somebody I've already forgotten.
5-star Iron Man.
All right. Carol puts the beat down on everything, so, you know, whatever.
Does she ever? I looked at it and I was like, I mean, I knew it was good because she's Carol and because I had her champed. And then I was like, oh, 5-star Iron Man. And then I was like, oh, 5-star Iron Man. You can't generate enough damage in the first 3 turns to not get wrecked by Carol.
True story.
Yeah, Carol's a machine.
Yeah, he got wrecked.
I mean, especially since it takes him so much to even get out his try to save me power, the party protocol.
Right.
You're killing him way before that happens.
Yeah, it was really pretty simple. Pretty straightforward. I felt good about it.
And then the next one is, boy, one of our favorites, Falcon America.
Oh, Captain Falcon.
Yeah.
Falcon America, everyone's favorite guy who, I didn't win this one. I still don't have any red for him.
Oh, yeah, that will make it hard.
Very. Yep.
Even with all the shields in the world, it'll just take too long.
You eventually just take 1 point of damage every turn.
Yeah, we'll see. It's not optimistic.
Yeah. Ray, I'm assuming you're okay. I haven't looked.
Yeah, he was one of my first champs. He hasn't leveled since then, but yeah, he's champ. So
oh, you got him way up there. You're at 282.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he should have no problem whatsoever. It's just going to, you know, take a while to build up that AP, because it always does.
Yeah. Your story events, you got Thickest Thieves running right now, or Thickest Thieves, if Gambit's talking about him. 17,000 gets you 3 Warren Worthington covers. 32.5 gets you his apparently new enemy, even though they were never enemies before, Vulture. 74,000 for 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Sandman. More news about him later. 51 to 400 get Doc Ock. 12 Days of Marvel is still going. If you've been following along, tomorrow gets you a Red Peggy. Day 10 gets you a Green Rogue. And day 12 is a Green Devil Dino. So those are all good covers.
Yeah, they definitely are. Have you guys been playing that?
I have. I've played it every day. Even when I'm getting the 1250 ISO, I think that's plenty generous. The only day that I had to try it more than once was day one. I didn't know what to expect, and I went in unprepared and lazy and just grabbed any random 3 dudes, and I was like, oh, this will be nothing. And I got destroyed. Computer-controlled. Yeah. Now I know why they have not made an effort to make a better version of him, because even though Dr. Doom is terrible, computer-controlled Dr. Doom is a wrecking machine. Jeez. He just came on the screen. He's like, you like that? I was like, no, I didn't like that. I'll go get three usable characters. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is a lot more difficult than I expected. I imagine it scales to your roster like, you know, a lot of the other events.
For sure.
But these days, yeah, even today's, I don't remember who it was, but it was close. It was a lot closer than I wanted it to be.
Oh, see, I think today's was by far the easiest because it was the Defenders. So I could go right back to the well of Cage, Iron Fist, and Switch.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's really. Actually, the only other day that it was a little bit difficult might have been today because I might have dreamt that it was the Defenders. One of the days was Dark Avengers.
Yeah,
and that I was like, today. Oh, what am I supposed to do here? I'm supposed to bring Ragnarok or Sentry? All right, I'll bring Sentry.
Yeah, that's, I think I'd bring Sentry and just let him stand there while Thanos killed everything.
See, I have this weird thing where I want to go with the theme, so I grabbed Ragnarok and then I used other Dark Avengers.
Nope.
Oh.
It was just sad. I should not have done that.
My theme is Thanos and two other people.
Thanos required and someone.
Exactly.
Nice.
Meat Rocket and Groot is up next. 12,500 for 3 Doc Ock, 23,500 for Green Sandman, 52,000 for the 30 CP. Top 50 folks are getting Spider-Gwen, and 51 to 400 is Iron Fist. Moving on to the Hay season, Soul season. We got Red nice. Shift going on. 800 get your Purple Switch, 900 Yellow Nova, 1200 for the CP. Top 10 folks is Peggy. And 11 to 50 is the worst character in Marvel, Scott Summers. Right over on. In your Shield Simulator, 900 for the is Red Ragnarok. 1,200, 1,400, and 1,700 are all Daredevil covers, and 2,000 get you a blue Nico.
Nice.
So, as we know, we have some outlines written down for how the show is going to flow. And despite what you may have heard, I am literate. And I read your intro for the Soul season.
Uh-huh.
And even though I read it a couple times, when you read it, it was totally different than I expected.
All right.
My brain had already changed it, and that was not, like, I was not expecting the Moulin Rouge song.
What was you expecting?
My brain had rearranged the words that you have clearly written in the way that you sang them to, hey, soul season, hey now, Mr. Miss, and I was like, that's odd that he would pick that. No one likes Train.
That's a true story. No one does like Train. Funny stuff. All right, let's move on. Everyone's favorite segment of the show, brought to you by...
This Pie.
This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie.
Hit it, Ian.
Savior of everybody's... I don't know how many segments there are, but we'll just call it everybody's ninth favorite segment. Except for me. This is my favorite. All right, so let me tell you a little bit about a couple things as I build this pie from scratch for you. First, let me tell you about a disgustingly tart Western Chinese vegetable called rhubarb. Then... Let me tell you about what happens when you combine that vegetable with strawberries, a heap and scoop of sugar, and a pie. You get a pie that is so tasty. I really can't even begin to tell you how much I enjoy this pie. Still no key lime pie, but it's up there because of, you know, the balance you get from the, you know, the sugar with the tartness of the rhubarb and, you know, the good flavors that strawberry brings. This is one of the rarer pies where I would say a lattice top is acceptable. I like my pies a little crustier. So I would go top crust. But, you know, when I see them displayed by professional bakers, they often choose the lattice method. So I would say go with that. But absolutely, if you have not had strawberry rhubarb pie, invest in some. And don't get fooled. I'm sure there are other gross variations of things that they add to the rhubarb instead of strawberry or, you know, some other fruit to balance it out. I would think there would be, you know, similar berries that would be good. I would try cherry rhubarb pie. That can't be that bad. But anyway, do it. It's a great pie.
Nice.
As far as fruit pies go, it's top three.
Skippy KGT says plus 500 points for Ian's love of this specific pie.
I think giving out that many points at one time really breaks the school counting system. That's a lot of points.
This is true. I don't think you can get more than 40 points.
Okay. Well, either way, I appreciate the points. It's a delicious pie. If someone tries to serve it to you with, like, tapioca instead of strawberry, don't bite.
Mm. You know what tapioca is good for? Those little candy cigarettes.
Oh, they are good for those.
Oh, those are delicious.
I had a, you know, four, you know, as long as a discussion can be between an adult and a three-year-old, I was enjoying those one day, and Owen wanted to know more about them, and I had a really long-winded discussion. I was like, well, when I was your age, back in the 80s, we still thought smoking was good for you, so you were allowed to do it on planes and in restaurants and in bathrooms and in hospitals and really anywhere you wanted, so they made candy ones so the kids could enjoy it before they were ready to really enjoy it, and, it turns out we were all wrong. Sorry about that. You won't have to worry about these. I'm just eating candy sticks.
And they're
from
delicious.
Now on, just know that I'm eating tapioca candy sticks.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite candies.
On airplanes. That's unbelievable.
So I have to tell you about this. Sluggo on Discord just said, this is the first time I've ever listened to the podcast. There are people talking about rhubarb. What am I listening to? If this is your first introduction to this podcast, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, and you're welcome.
We will get to Marvel Puzzle Quest at some point, I promise.
Yeah,
I think we're mostly done with Puzzle Quest.
Absolutely, thanks for this segment, This pie.
All right, we got a flurry of
news this week.
There she is, Miss America. Hey, we got a new character in the game.
Ms. America.
It's Miss America.
Not according to her.
America Chavez. Who, if freshly gets to come to this game on the same day that her comic book got canceled. So that, you know, that's good timing.
Hey, that's a fair shift. That's a lateral move, in my opinion.
And exciting news, too. Gwenpool also got canceled. So take that, Gwenpool.
Still not on my roster.
So, this character's just for you.
Who, America Chavez?
Yeah.
She's got a
passive and a passive and a passive.
That's awesome. A character that can exist... Give me benefits, and I don't have to actively interact with them.
That's correct.
That's super thoughtful. So she gets a thumbs up for that. I guess really my only objection to her is when you send me a survey and tell me which one of these four people would you like in the game, and what you actually are saying is what order should we release these four people that are already finished? I feel a little insulted down the road, and I'm going to feel really bad when sometime mid-February they tell me Silk is a new character.
Oh, that'll be sad days.
Super sad days. What a fake shoehorned in character that is.
All right.
Either way.
So.
America.
America.
The passive.
America! Bleep yeah! her first ability is called Punch Everyone. And which seems interesting since it's a passive. For this ability, America's match damage is increased for each AP she has in that color. So the more red you got, the more her match damage does. I suppose that's good if she's the high-level person in your group, but if she's not, then none of those matches are hers. So, eh?
Great, but, you know, eventually she'll move to the front.
Nope, eventually she will always be lower level than Thanos. That's all I know.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Her second ability, which is she's got a ticket to ride to the multiverse.
Okay.
That's a yellow passive.
So she's a multiverse character, not just a human?
She can travel between multiverses by kicking holes in the space-time continuum.
Oh, broken. Anyway, so she's like a Captain America and Morty. Or Rick, I guess.
So every time the player matches a match four or greater, it creates a trap tile of whatever color you matched. If you have three different colored trap tiles, they are removed, deal damage, and generate AP in that color. So
I feel like that's not a frequent occurrence. No.
Her last ability is called Fear Not, Mi Gente. And it's a green passive. At the start of the turn, she creates a critical tile if the player has more AP than the enemy in at least four colors.
Mm.
If you have more AP than at least five colors, it also does damage.
Crazy.
So she's a character that you can't ever spend AP with if you're playing with her.
Well... Again, like, she has only passives.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about her helping or hurting your team. Either one of her infrequent scenarios kicks in and gives you a little bit of a boost, or you continue to focus on your other two characters. Or it's the time, it's her Crash of the Titan day, and you start the crash with that boost that gives you plus one AP to all your colors, and you open up by doing a critical and damage.
It's a good point. She's probably going to be really good at her crash.
Yeah. She's going to be great at her crash. It'll be nothing but her match damage.
And there's some info on the Discord from Wayrith. He said that the patch was on earlier and said at 5 covers, punch everyone gives a 30% increase in match damage per AP. So if you have 30 AP in a color, that's 900% more match damage.
Oh, snap. Yeah, she'll be devastating in her own crash.
Yeah, and Samurai added Rocket and Groot and Thanos, and it just everyone goes down all at once.
I don't know. Should be interesting. I'm not super excited about it because this is a character I don't care about. But
right, character-wise, ho-hum, but character build-wise, at least 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, something new, something interesting.
I do like new powers.
Yeah, new abilities and 3 passives on a character? Mm-hmm. Just weird.
I'm sure her best friend will be 5-star Gambit.
Oh, right. Well, because she doesn't fire any abilities.
Yeah, and he'll just keep making AP.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, he still does.
Oh, does he?
Just not as much.
Okay. He makes a reasonable amount.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. There you go. Miss America Chavez.
They recommend that you use Kate Bishop.
Right.
For apparently a feature that I didn't know Kate Bishop have, because I don't use Kate Bishop. She has a 4.5 damage multiplier on critical tiles.
Well, that makes a whole lot of sense after what I've read about America Chavez today.
So they recommend that you team her up with Kate and then get your criticals going and beat people up that way.
What did you read about her? Did she join the Young Avengers at some point?
Yeah, she was in the Young Avengers, and her and Kate are close.
Okay.
Like close?
Close.
Okay. Because, Wayrith just said this, and I have to agree. Here's what I know about America Chavez. She is Hispanic, and she's lesbian. That's all I know about her.
I've seen
the cover of her comic book at the comic book store. That's
gotta,
it.
Gotta cram as much diversity into one character as possible.
I looked at...
give her glasses and put her in a wheelchair.
I looked at her powers, or, you know, her actual abilities, and looked online a little bit. Apparently, she just likes punching people. She's really hard to damage. She can fly, and she punches really hard. Big strength. So
she's Superman.
Yeah, except not... I mean, she's Marvel Superman, right. So tone it down a bit.
All right, what else you got?
Here's another note that apparently Patch also said. Here's the important bit. Because she relies on tanking her colors for red to work the best, she has a flat 6.4% increase to match damage over all other 4 stars. That way she will tank more colors.
Oh.
So that's something.
Yeah, that guy, that Patch, he's always planning ahead.
And he is super useful.
Yeah, they should put him in charge of stuff.
They should. That guy's the stuff.
Yeah, that's a true story.
All right, so she'll be available starting the day before Christmas, featured in everyone's favorite S.H.I.E.L.D. training event, which will be running between the 24th and the 31st. Then she'll be on the America and Friends vault. I don't know, that name's funny to me because I don't think we have any friends in the world right now. That'll run between December 28th and January 6th. And her release debut will be in the ever-popular Venom Bomb as well. Ugh, Venom Bomb. That starts running on the 24th.
I enjoy Venom Bomb. It's challenging.
Yeah, that's a decent story.
Yeah.
Oh, some of those notes are really painful.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be featured Enemy of the State event running between the 28th and the 5th. Her versus tournament will be called Stars and Strikes, and that runs from December 28th through January 1st. Man, that's a lot of events that she's involved in. And then there's a new thing coming in. Versus tournament, which is starting tomorrow, called Snowball Fight.
Oh, good. I wanted to hear more about this.
Oh, did they announce that?
You will join forces with Star-Lord, Captain America, and Cyclops as they fling snow in the toughest fight of the year. You have 3 missions where they must choose a specific character from a family. There's a snowball hazard tile that destroys a block of tiles to add to the fun and features some sweet art, so it says.
I like added fun and sweet art.
Yeah, so we'll see how this goes.
It sounds like it's for me.
Well, I didn't even see the announcement for that. I'm glad you found it. Was it on the forums?
It was.
No, it's in the Piecing Together America Chavez.
Oh. Apparently
I thought I saw it in the forums.
I didn't look at the forums, so sure.
Right on.
Well, nice.
What else we got? Oh, hey, for all those 3 people out there who have championed Sandman.
Yeah.
His champion rewards have been changed so that he will now give you Norman Osborn 5-star.
Solid.
That's a nice change. One day I'll get around to champion him. 142, release notes. All right, Ian, are you sitting down?
Oh, I'm sitting down.
All right, let me know if you can guess this clue. Don't drink the punch.
When did they put out these release notes? Like the day before they released the character?
Well, the release notes were put out since our last show, and the character's already out, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. didn't you say it was like America Ferrera or something like that?
That's Chavez, it. Yes.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Punch.
nice.
Las Manitas de Pietas.
yeah, I'm going to guess America Chavez.
Yeah. 5 points. Anybody who gets that little joke.
You can keep your points. I got 40 already, yo.
Oh, apparently Samurai says, I already championed Sandman. So, all right, good for me.
You did?
No, I did.
So you mocked yourself when you said all the three people who have
apparently
a championed Sandman?
Apparently one of them is me.
And one of them is me. So I don't know who the third person is. But.
It's certainly not me.
It's got to have to be
probably Samurai.
What's the bucket? You know, that guy who's got all the covers and spends a gajillion dollars.
King Dreadnought?
Who?
Yeah, Dreadnought.
Yeah, King Dreadnought. That was his name. All right, all the things changed. The game window for iPhone X users has been updated to match the size of the phone. And on mobile devices, the AP gauges for each power has been updated. The opacity on missing AP has been increased, and passive powers are now represented by candy canes.
It's not what it says, Greg.
They're candy canes.
That's what I thought they were. I thought they were holiday candy canes, but... I don't think that's the case. And come January, I'm pretty sure we're going to have stripey candy bars still.
Still be candy bars. And did I miss this last week? Because my brain. When did we start getting to see all the things switch to the opponent's powers on their turn?
In the last server-side update very recently.
Yeah, I just totally missed that.
I don't remember them announcing that in any way.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm a fan, because then I'd lose track of where I'm at until it's my turn again.
I'm torn. I like the extra information, but I agree. I don't know. I don't like change.
You should play on Steam. It's great.
All right. That's what I got for news. Unless you guys got something else.
Nothing that I made a note of. I remember seeing something about a known issue with the cover opening percentage in the CoverGirl squirrel or in the cover squirrel store. And I went, meh, that doesn't affect me. Skip. And I went, oh, wait, I co-host a podcast that talks about this show. Maybe I should, skip.
I did see that one, and they said it's just a cosmetic effect. You actually are getting the rewards at the correct amounts.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
So I didn't think it was that important. All right. Local news. I don't know. Is anything happening around here?
All right. It's cold out there, dude.
Baby, it's cold outside.
No, please.
No, make it stop.
Maybe just
I don't know. I don't know if that song is still available in today's climate because it's really kind of like a date rape song.
It is not.
Yeah,
she's just playing hard to get.
Oh,
she ends every verse with "Please convince me to stay. I'd really like to stay." Except for that part where she's like, where she's like, "Can I have some more to drink?" And she drinks. And she's like, "What did you put in this?"
Yeah, exactly.
That part skeeves me out a little bit.
And he's like, "Ah, rupees."
Yeah, he's like, "Shush yourself. Have another cigarette."
And then Samurai made a poor joke. He's fired. He said, "We didn't catch any news. Quote, ... ducks and runs from the angry Steelers fans. That was a catch. Uh-huh. It was a touchdown. The rules in the NFL are fun."
Oh, right. Well, that's because it was a game of the week.
No, it's because the Patriots needed home field advantage.
Well, also because when it's a game of the week, did you see the Oakland-Dallas game?
Yeah.
Where they, with the index card?
Yeah.
Whenever a game is overhyped, they come and they have, you know, last year with that fake ice bowl where they just picked the flag up and stopped calling plays because they needed the Lions to lose, where they turned with the Calvin Johnson in the end zone. Yeah, absolutely. He caught the ball. He broke the plane. He was down and then he let go of the ball and they're like, "Incomplete pass. You didn't make 11 football moves and you're playing the Patriots. We like to cheat."
Yeah, because obviously the game didn't live up to the hype of all the excitement that was actually happening where the Patriots went ahead right at the end of the game. And the Steelers
go
the whole way down the field in two plays.
Fantastic game.
Ugh.
That was a really good game.
It was. So now we just got to beg for Baltimore to go to New England and beat New England so that we can go to the Super Bowl. Because that's the only way we're going to get there.
Not happening, bro.
It happened a few years ago.
This is not that year.
That's how we got to the last Super Bowl, is that somebody else went to New England and beat them. And I think it was Baltimore.
So I have to say, I was at a bar and the game was on and I saw this catch. And to qualify, I'm not a Steelers fan. I'm not a football fan. I really don't care about any of that. But when I saw the
Ray's like, "Footballs, aren't those round?"
But when I saw that play and that catch, And then they kept showing it over and over and over again. I'm like, why are they showing this over and over and over again? They just like the fact that he's making this touchdown over and over and over again, because I couldn't hear anything. And you know, we're just sitting there like, I don't understand what's going on. That's obviously a touchdown. And then they're like, no, we overturned the play. I'm like, based on what? I had to text people because I had no idea what was going on.
Ray's like, I know I'm not plugged into this sport, but what's happening?
So in any case, I think the Steelers fans are justified in this case.
Yeah, apparently Tomlin's going to make them change it during the offseason because he's on that committee.
I don't know.
All right.
I'll call it early. Jacksonville, Minnesota, Super Bowl.
Oh, good God, would that be the worst?
It'd be the best Super Bowl ever!
I so don't want to see that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Ugh. Defense wins championships.
Oh, my God. Remember that one year where, what was it, Tampa Bay or whoever, where the dude threw like four passes the entire game? And he got to say, I'm going to Disneyland, and he got the MVP because they didn't want to give it to anybody else. Oh, man. Brutal.
Ray, save us with listener comments.
I was about to.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
Hit the mailbag, Willie.
Willie Lumpkin, brought to you by Willie Lumpkin.
Thanks, Lumpy. Hey, the first thing I have is actually, it's kind of a piece of news thing, if kind of a listener comment. It was brought up on the Facebook page for our alliance that, hey, you can play Angel and Archangel together.
Yeah, that's bunk.
Yeah, I don't understand why. That's the same person. That shouldn't really happen. So.
Yeah, I don't care that Young Angel was torn out of time by Hank McCoy and brought to the future. It's still Warren Worthington III.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can't play Cho with Banner, then you should not be able to play Angel
you
with
can't?
Archangel.
No, because that's the same power. Because the Hulk power was taken out of Banner and put into Cho.
And I'm okay
with that.
So
they are both the Hulk. But somehow Warren Worthington is not Warren Worthington.
Yeah. I think it was just an overlook. I think they'll correct it and we'll all be fine.
Probably.
Now, granted, I don't know why you would want to use the two of them together in any case, so it's really not an advantage. But anyway, just thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, it still shouldn't be done.
FAHQ 1977 had three things. Best thing about the character animations change is that they made it a choice.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Number two, the Gambit change needed to happen, and he did use the word change intentionally because it's not a buff or a nerf, it's just rebalancing. I agree with that as well, completely. Number three, who is that guy standing in for Joe, who perfectly imitated his voice and speech pattern, but completely abandoning the focus of topical points and tendency to move the show along? That's not Joe. But, yeah, I still appreciated it, and I was able to get the editing done in a fairly reasonable time frame, so I thank Joe for his aid. Cactus Jack.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
He said, once upon a time, around 17 months ago, I remember being in my car and hearing about Black Bolt's debut in MPQ on the show and nearly swerved off the road. Thanks to the Family Legends Vault, I was able to get him fully covered. Mr. Boltagon will be his fifth five-star champion. Congratulations.
That dude is on. Yeah, congratulations.
Man,
he's
he
on
is
fire.
Mowing through progression.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have no champion five-star characters.
And with Black Bolt, it's only going to get worse. He's just going to get better. So, congratulations.
Yeah, for sure.
D-Wing Illinois said, saw the title of the last episode and thought, ain't no lie, which led me thinking about the Bay drink commercial, or Buy drink commercial.
Buy.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Walken is reciting the lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy.
Yep.
Buy. Buy.
Yep. Ain't no lie. Baby, buy. Buy. Buy.
I did not look it up, and I don't remember, so.
That was, like, one of the few good commercials from the Super Bowl.
It's Christopher Walken delivering it in a deadpan way, and JT's sitting there with him, giving him a smug smile.
I just figured it had Christopher Walken in it, so I was going to mention it.
For sure. Worthwhile mention every time.
So he did have a question about, and he said his staggering ignorance of charities. How is the MDA matching donations if they're nonprofit? With what resources? So I think I can answer this. The idea is that there is a contributor who comes up and says, look, I have, you know, a ton of money. I'm going to give like $100,000, but the way I'm going to do it is I will match any donation given in a certain time frame.
Correct.
So it's not...
That is 100% accurate.
Yeah, so it's not them coming up with the money. It's another resource. I thought this was amusing in relation to Christmas. He asked if are the Jesus covers, because we talked about five-star Jesus, are the Jesus covers five-star of David? Anyway.
When did we talk about five-star Jesus covers?
I don't know. Last episode, it came up. Five-star Jesus.
Yeah.
When?
It was very brief. Craig, it's all a blur to you. Just trust us.
On this show?
Yeah, yes.
Was it a week that I wasn't on?
No.
No. It was the very last week.
Really?
Yep.
Man, I gotta listen to this show once in a while. I don't remember that at all.
Let me tell you, you will be impressed. The amount of work that goes into post-production is shocking. Like, shocking to the point where, like, some days I'm almost motivated to, like, make recommendations like, hey, can you throw this outrageous expectation into the show? And I wouldn't be surprised to find it there.
We try.
I'm going to do that after this show.
D-Wing also asked, did Joe include the PW3 drinking game as part of his pitch to Jim Beam? I don't know, but I hope so. Praying that UNC Samurai makes the Discord recap a weekly thing. So the last couple weeks, Samurai has taken everything that is said in Discord, or at least summed it up, and posted it to the Reddit page so that everybody could enjoy. So, hey, wow. Thanks, Samurai.
Yeah.
Joe might be worse at the pumped up character intro than Ian is. I just wanted to give Joe a slam while I was in here. He gets a lot of, you know, positive feedback. I wanted to give that one,
right.
Even it out a bit. And he said, I don't know if it was on purpose, but in my head, Ray's I messed up sorry regarding Patreon was a Dennis Leary reference. And in truth, it was. And I just am amazed at my awful references that someone listening always seems to get. So congratulations. Jordan from Jersey said, quote, Chesty for Death, end quote, was my thrash metal band in college. Gambit, good. As for whether it's a buff or nerf, why not say he's been blurfed? I don't think that's catching on.
Sorry, it's
no,
not.
Sir. I didn't like it.
No, sir. And the 12 Days of Marvel. I'm a little underwhelmed by it. Seriously, one note a day. But I'm not going to complain about free extra content. True story.
But you're right. You just did.
Yeah, I know. But it is, it's extra content, it's an extra fight, and it's good prizes coming up toward the end, so.
Yeah.
I think.
And all that ISO.
I think it's a, I think it's an absolute good thing. That's a nice little addition. Not too much more effort required. It's all good. In any case, I trimmed down the mail quite a bit, and there you go. That is it. That is what we have this week from Lumpy.
Wow. Apparently all the mail went to Santa this week.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Willie.
Reasonable. Yeah, Willie Lumpkin. Listener comments.
All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pop
you up. Yeah, it's nice. It's getting better. It's
brought
not perfect.
To you by Mystify.
Mystify, as in I am mystified what to do about this segment, because you guys know these people's powers, and I can't really teach you anything new about it. But I will tell you who's boosted, so that way you have things to look forward to tomorrow. Some 3-star boosts. Gray Suit's boosted. Captain Marvel is boosted. Meh, Doctor Doom is boosted. Spider-Man, if that punch didn't already do enough damage, his yellow's gonna do way too much damage. And good old Star-Lord, the okayest 3-star. Now, the 4-stars. Captain Marvel, still boosted in 4-star world.
Who?
She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sis, I can't even remember who this is. I keep reading his name, and it's like it just vanishes before I can even say Blade. But he's boosted. I don't know. Totally boosted. So he should be doing a lot of exciting bloodlust damage. Oh, yeah. Good job, Puzzle Warriors, because I got 3 new Deadpool Uncanny X-Force covers from that event, and he'll be boosted.
He's amazing.
Oh, yeah. We totally crushed Apocalypse.
Yeah. Savage beating. X-23 is boosted, and Cloak and Dagger. So I'm not going to tell you about them, just like I didn't tell you about them last time. 6 powers is 3 powers too many. And again, it's tough. If you guys want to help me with this, I don't know what to do. Like, everybody knows what these people do now. They're not new. I could tell you that Out of Bullets is going to do more damage. There you go. Out of Bullets is going to do more damage. So is,
Countdown to what?
Well, those trap tiles, when they explode, they'll do more damage. Yeah. No, and then same thing with the other people. Carol's going to do more damage when her black countdown tile counts down to 0. And the little swords that she makes from it, they're going to do more damage. It's just, I don't know. This needs work. Maybe I'll see you guys over the holiday. I can work on this segment and make it interesting again.
So Cloak and Dagger is, I don't know.
Make the segment great again.
They have been my, like, a staple of mine now.
Really?
Yeah. The generation of black so quickly, it's just amazing. So many good characters.
That won't be impacted by this boost, though.
That is true. The only thing that's really going to be changed is their, whatever it's called, their active yellow power, which does...
Like daggers?
Yeah, probably. Dagger comes out, throws some daggers at people. If there are no tiles on the board, she throws daggers at everybody, and that's going to be better. By the way, X-23, I can't overstate. X-23 is
character.
Way more powerful than you think she is, unless you think she's really powerful.
Right. That healing's going to be ramped up while boosted. Her Berserker Fury, or I think that's what it's called. Her green's going to be boosted up. It's just going to be good.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on X-23. Very powerful.
All of these characters are solid characters in my mind.
Yeah, this is a good 4-star boost. I don't know. Yeah, even Deadpool will be pretty great. And even in the 3-star world, boosted Gray Suit and boosted Spider-Man will be great. Same thing with a Captain Marvel.
I don't really use Marvel anymore. I only used her for the
AP generation.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And if she's
energy absorption, and that won't be affected. No. So yeah,
poor BDSM Carol.
Man. That's another character name that I just do not like. I just don't know why. I feel like it is misrepresentative of the BDSM community.
That is true.
I don't think Carol likes to be tied up.
This is the 50 Shades of Carol.
I like that a little bit better. I heard that novel and that movie were equally poor.
That's what I hear. Not read it nor have seen it.
And that won't be happening. I don't know, though. Craig, I can never tell, but...
Well, again, you're right, and I see where you're going with this, Ray. If they turn 50 Shades of Grey into a female-centric 10-part HBO show, Craig will watch every episode. Right.
That is a
Craig
true
will
story.
Binge it alongside Sex and the City and Girls.
Sure, why not?
What was that other crap stack of a show that you liked? That it didn't fit into that category, but I still hated it. 6 Feet Under. Ugh.
Oh, that show was pretty good.
Show was pretty awful.
It was way better than John from Cincinnati.
That show was the worst.
Or what was that crap one that the chick from Friends did? That was really bad.
The Comeback?
Yeah.
Equally terrible.
Woo! That show was the... Yeah. Oh, man, it was bad.
Those shows were terrible. Anyway. Oh, no. Oh, listen to me now and believe me later.
There you go.
These are the... Pumped up characters of the week. All brought right. to you by Mystify.
Rewards of the week. I got some angels and some archangels.
Ooh, you got some archangels?
I got a couple.
Good on you. My rewards of the week were those three X-Force Deadpool covers. Oh, and I don't think this counts as a reward of the week, but I have been hitting the 250 hero points more often than not.
Nice.
Like 4 out of the last 7 days. It's been very satisfying.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, I could use it. I'm down to 600 hero points.
That's very nice.
Yeah, and bear in mind, I only open one taco token a day, so it's been very upswingy for me.
So I got to the point where I had enough ISO to champion another 4-star, so I spent a bunch of extra command points. I was well over 1,000 again, so I spent a decent amount. Got a bunch of levels for people, but my reward of the week was my Thanos is now at a 5-5-3, 5-star Thanos.
Oh, 5-star champion, almost.
Almost. I don't have him champion. That'll cost me...
A fully covered 5-star, right.
Yeah, that'll cost me 530,000 ISO, which I don't have. But I still have 400,000 ISO, so I'm going to be opening some tokens.
No resist. Save it for Thanos. Save it.
Well, we'll see.
Horde
we'll see who
things.
I get.
Okay.
If I get a Thanos, then that's who I'm doing.
Right on. Oh, yeah, you need one more cover to tip it over. I see what you're saying.
One more cover tips it over, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Am I the only chump out of all of us who champions things before they have the one more cover? Like, as soon as something is fully covered for me, I champion it.
Hmm.
I do not wait for the one more.
Yeah, see, I just
go with whatever if I've got ISO or not.
So. Right. I don't have... I usually am out of ISO, so I don't want to do that because inevitably I will end up getting, like, two covers and have two different characters than any champion. So I just wait until I get that 14th before I do it. It's just...
Okay.
I'm conservative in that regard. I don't want to use my ISO on somebody who has 13 covers and then all of a sudden have 14 covers on someone else and lose a cover.
I hear you. That makes sense. I guess, that's just not a scenario I find myself in, so I can be a little more
devil may care when it comes to spending my ISO and championing people.
Well, you've had a cache of ISO for the most part, haven't you? You still have a reasonable...
I often have not a shortage of ISO.
Yeah. That makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
I've got 14,000.
That's not much.
No.
Yeah, because, again, it all comes down to, you know, need. Like, when Craig's like, oh, I'm getting low, I'm down to, like, 600 hero points. I'm like, who has 600 hero points? I'm lucky if I have 100 hero points. I always need new slot because I never have anybody rostered, and they always show up. And I'm like, oh, 3 angel covers. Now I got to roster angel.
That's where all my hero point went. I had to roster angel and archangel.
Grinch McScrinch says, ooh, listen to ISO bags Ian. Does he swim in it like Scrooge McDuck?
I would. Seems dangerous. I was like, I would. No, I wouldn't. Now, who knows what that effect would have on me? That just seems negative. But no, it's not. Mine's not out of control. But it's a decent amount.
Let's move on to my weekly sad news story. Dine on a Vine, brought to you by This Vine.
Thanks, This Vine.
So my vine yet again is always a disaster. I've got 2 Drax, a Yondu, Spider-Gwen, Lockjaw, and a 3-star Hulk.
3-star Hulk? Okay.
Yeah.
I take it you're re-championing him?
Well, right now my second Hulk is a 1-5-2.
Ugh.
And I got a 6th red.
Really? Huh. I found that green is never scarce in Hulk world.
Well, anytime there's an event that gave you Hulk, it always seemed to be green.
That's true.
I always found anger to be the hardest one to get.
Yes.
That is true. It definitely is.
So, that's where Matt and me with no ISO, that, you know, these things will most likely all be sold.
Sure. So mine's pretty easy. While I was spending command points, I got another red Mockingbird. I still can't champion her. She is at a 5-3-4. I need a yellow or a purple. So I have a red Mockingbird on my vine. That's it.
Okay. My vine is mostly 2-stars that I'm missing the appropriate colors for, and a total mystery cover. Like, out of nowhere, I'm looking at my vine, I'm like, oh, there's some 2-stars. That's just a random X23 on my vine. I don't remember opening it. I didn't get it as a reward that I know of. It just kind of hanging out here, being X23. But I have her at, you know, 5-something-something that isn't going to be championed anytime soon. So I got 1,000 ISO hanging out on my vine.
Hmm.
That's easy, though.
Yeah. So it's good. It'll be easy to manage. I would, you know, I'd like to be able to invest it into her, but not this time. I got to hold on for either that Coulson cover or X-Force Deadpool. They seem to be the next 2 in line.
All right. That's the vine, brought to you by This Vine.
This Vine.
I did find it amusing. Grinch McScrooge also said, huh, Craig finds anger hard to get. I doubt that. It's almost like they know you.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, let's open some tokens. Brought to you by the OG himself, this guy.
Yeah, I guess of the thises, you know, because I don't want to forget the gone but not forgotten too many secrets.
Yeah,
that's the OG.
All right, I'm opening a cover. It's a 4-star. Oh, that was unexpected. It's a penance stare.
Super unexpected.
That was sad from a Latest Legends token. That makes my Ghost Rider level 284.
Ooh, all right, Ray's going to go on some sort of crazy spree.
That is true.
So I'm just going to open 2 covers real quick. Let me see where and how to assault Thor. Let's go with the classic eye poke. That gets me... Oh, see? I don't have enough hero points. It's a Nico.
Oh.
Nico Minoru.
You don't...
Try not to die.
You don't have Nico yet.
I don't. But I got a bonus Coulson to go with it, so I will champion him while Ray's opening his other stuff.
Okie dokie.
Because he's at 4-4-4, so that will put him at 4-4, whatever I just got. but I'm going to treat myself to a Family Legends.
Ooh.
Because I haven't opened one yet. I want to see how that pans out.
Are you doing that now?
Yep. It's happening. Oh, Vulture. I like him.
There you go.
Hybrid Tech Slicer.
He is, yeah, he's one of the people that Cloak and Dagger just makes so powerful.
Oh, he's powerful enough on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. But then you give him unlimited black, it's just crazy.
Yeah, right. They gotta eventually change him.
Do they?
Yeah, his black power needs to be like a countdown tile on the board so you can match it away and ground him so you could actually do damage to him once in a while.
Oh, right.
Once he gets going, you can't do anything. Unless apparently you've got Angel.
Angel beats him up. Nothing else? He's not affected by, like, AoE or anything?
Nope.
Huh.
That's a true story.
You just have to catch him when he... Well, I guess that's no... I don't see that that's a need for changing. It's not really any different than being invisible, is it?
Sure. Invisible, you can be killed with AoE.
Mm.
Or take out
the tile. If you're airborne, nothing affects you.
Yeah, you can take out the invisibility tile as well. But yeah, when he's airborne, if he generates enough black to go airborne again, he goes airborne before you can do anything about it.
Yeah, he lands. If he's got the green out there, you take a big pile of damage. He immediately takes off again. Probably fires blue in that process. So he does damage you, takes away your special tiles, and you can never hurt him.
Mm.
He's really, really a little too strong.
Well, eventually, if you get it down to just him, he has to land to generate black. So
eventually, if you can survive that long.
Yeah, but that's his thing. I mean, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying it's not quite as bad as you're portraying it.
I think it should be a countdown title.
You need to check out what UNC Samurai just posted. I can't say it on the live show, but...
Oh, that's not safe for work.
That is not safe for work. However, he is not agreeing with your nerfing of Vulture.
Where I work at, safe for work, is we curse a lot, but not safe for the show.
Right. I don't know. I'm not logging on to Discord. You guys will just have to tell me about it later, or I'll read it in his summary, now that I know they exist.
That is true. It will be in the summary. Or I could chat it to you. But hey, it's my turn to open tokens, so I'm going to do that.
Do it, Doug.
Hey, I'm going to poke Thor. Here we go. I got a 4-star. Hey, I got a Vulture.
Yeah.
So he's champed. Second, 4-star Rai Rai Will-I-Ams. Third, 4-star Vulture. Well, I see a trend. I got a purple cover. That's nice. Gambit, aces and eights.
Gambit.
Oh, Gambit's so good.
Yeah. Next, Venom. The original Venom. Not really happy about that. Next is Miles Morales, another champ. I'm just going to fly through these and level my champ characters. I think Mordo, which I'm okay with. I like getting levels for people. I got a Bobby Whiteout. Right, there are two Bobbies. Iceman.
Yep.
Kate Bishop, Boomerangs. Another symbiotic Fury for Venom.
Another one?
Yep.
Ugh.
A Nico, Try Not to Die.
Mm-hmm. I remember that from earlier.
That's nice. That won't stop me, though. I got another purple. That's nice. Raging Cajun.
Ooh.
Wow, two Gambits.
Two Gambit covers. At some point, I'm going to have to take a look and see where he is. Actually, I should do that now. The next one that I got was a Professor X. I'm going to check out my Gambit real situation quick here.
It's pretty high.
Yeah, I think the problem is going to be his... Purple, the Raging Cajun. All right, we're still good. He is at a 5-2-2. Another purple would be bad, but... All right, continuing on. Hey, purple.
What's that?
Raging Cajun.
Cajun, yeah. Oh. I don't know why you did that to yourself.
I know, right?
Pull up before it gets any worse.
I think I need to change who I have favorited in my 5-stars, because I think it's him.
Mm.
All right, wow. I got another 5-star?
Okay.
This one is God of Thunder, Thor.
Oh, I remember him.
Also appearing in this game. All right.
Right.
Another 4-star Yondu. He's champed. Another 4-star Nico. I only had a couple covers for her, so she's still safe. I got a Wolverine X-Force. Hadn't seen him in a while. 4-star Spider-Woman. I'm just going to blow through these, I think. The Forgotten Warrior. Teen Jean. And I got a bonus... Secret Mission Mockingbird. So that's going to do it. That's going to get my Mockingbird championed. So
Hooray. There
you go. I am done.
Yeah, and just have customer service fix your extra Gambit to something useful.
Oh, right. They'll do that with the latest Legends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done that. So, yeah. Hey, thanks.
Just wanted to help and submit a ticket.
Thanks, Daywalker.
It only took like a day.
Did you know that, or did you read what Daywalker said?
Oh, I wasn't watching Discord.
Okay. Well, thanks to both of you. All right.
Oh,
yeah, I will do
they've
that.
They've got it covered. There you go.
Awesome. All right, I am done.
And apparently they kept track of everything you opened and put it all in that screen.
Who's they? What? Where am
Grinch
I at?
Grinch McPooge.
What?
Did a running tally of all the things you opened.
Oh, nice.
What?
He changed his name to Grinch Mick and then the little poo symbol. And so.
All right, so that is number 53. I have 53 champion 4-stars now. 7 to go. Well, until What's-Her-Name hits, then it'll be 8 to go.
America. So, now that I got Phil Coulson fully covered, who should be my next favorite at 4-star?
Oof. I'll have to
hear Vulture's pretty good. I'll pick him.
I don't even know who I even have favorited right now.
I didn't know if I should favorite someone and try to get them boosted, or if I should try to get one of these people who I don't have added to my roster.
Well, I've got Rogue favorited right now. Rogue and Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I don't have either of them. Or Mockingbird. Or Main Event Hulk. Or Gwenpool.
If you get another Gwenpool and you have the HP, are you doing it? Are you bringing her on?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to take a pretty firm stand on this Gwenpool situation. She's too silly of a character to tolerate. Someday I'll budge.
That was all the tokens. Brought to you by this guy.
Thanks, this guy. That was a hearty opening.
Yeah, it was.
It was for Ray. All right, Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Word. It's the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, where you can find us and a variety of great podcasts, all available under the soon-to-be-named umbrella. If you would like a direct link to any of those shows, you can check out our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can go straight to soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
So Samurai pointed out that Quake might be a good choice for you. She's at 4.25.
Yeah, I didn't want to pick anybody who already had a 5.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
that makes me nervous.
I agree. Vulture is a solid character.
Right, and I have barely any of his covers. I was thinking, you know, X-Force Deadpool, but again, he's not someone who... I don't hear that he's bad, I just never hear, hey, I have this great team idea, and it includes X-Force Deadpool.
He's good with X-Force Wolverine.
Yeah, when he blowing up those countdown for once, I don't have him either.
That's all I got.
That's fine. It'll all work out.
All right, kids, what else you got for this week?
You sound tired. End the show. That's all I got. Nothing. Everything's going good. I'm pumped up for Christmas. Oh, that's what I have. I would like to encourage our friends at Demiurge and D3, probably D3, less Demiurge. So often for Christmas, when people don't know what to get me, gift cards are what I receive. Sometimes they're gift cards that I can use on video games. You've already ended your sale. I'm not going to use it on your video game now. Thanks for nothing. That's my gripe.
Isn't there a sale again? No?
I thought there was
another... The sale ends today.
Oh.
The sale ends 5 days before I have any chance of getting a Steam gift card.
Was that the ISO sale?
The normal 30% more sale.
I thought it was ISO only, though.
It is ISO only, so now that I've clicked on the store.
I'm hoping that the HP only sale goes on here soon.
Either way, that's just a thought. And I don't know why it came out as sour as it did. So I apologize in advance for that. That is beneath me. But, you know, I can't be the only one in that boat. Consider the peasants. That's all I got.
Okay.
I got nothing, so you can just go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
If you managed to slug your way through that, thanks for joining us. We've got a puzzlewarriors3.com.
Was that a direct shout-out to Sluggo?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can go to puzzlewarriors3.com, buy your last-minute gifts from Amazon there at the banner at the top of our homepage. That would be nice for us. Or you can become a Patreon subscriber. That link also available on our webpage. Yeah. You know all the drill. D3 forums, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or the links on our homepage if you want to leave comments or suggestions. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy some stuff. There you go. So that's all. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, it's a pie you could drink, but really, who wants to? Goodbye, everybody.
I like semi-recycled clues.
Yeah, that's why
bye,
I did
friends.
It.
All right, good night.